taking a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Allow your body to relax and your mind to clear from any of the distractions of your day. As you bring all of yourself here and be present in this moment. And allow yourself to be open to whatever images or thoughts might come. Let us start as we are accustomed to being aware of our conscious energy running up and down our spine, our central pillar of consciousness. Be aware as it goes up and down that it is energizing both left and right, so that the full tree of life is alive and awake in your being. And in this moment, gather that energy at the base of your spine and send it down through your legs, through the soles of your feet, and into the earth as a grounding rod. Sending that rod down into the earth through the many, many layers, pockets of water, minerals, as the cord descends and descends towards the center of the earth. Feel the loving, nurturing energy of Mother Earth as she agrees to send some of this energy back up your cord, all the way back up through the many layers, as it gathers at the base of your feet and enters through your soles of your feet, up your legs, gathering at the base of your spine, Malkut. As you feel your connection to Earth, the source and the sustaining energy for life. Draw this energy up to Yesod, your pelvic genital region. Awaken this active area of your body. And feel the energy of Mother Earth as you continue to raise this energy to your left hip at Hod, over to your right hip at Netzach, as you awaken the roots of your tree. And nurture the good thoughts, feelings, and actions of the vegetable triad. Inviting the good mother in at Yesod to care for your inner child or children. As you continue to draw this energy up through the animal triad towards your heart at Tiferet, awakening your truth, beauty, and goodness. As you continue to draw the energy up and over to your left shoulder at Gevura, your right shoulder at Hesed, filling in your soul triad, connecting to Tiferet, Gevura, and Hesed. As you remember and awaken your purpose, the fate of this lifetime, continue to draw this energy up through your throat and your face, to awaken and open your third eye, place of inner sight and vision. Transformation. Continue to draw this energy up and over to the left brain at Bina, and across to the right brain at Chokmah. As you fill in the spirit triad centered on Da'at, and finally draw this energy up through the supernal triad and through Keter, the crown, and allow it to pour up and around you like a fountain of liquid light as it soaks back into the earth and up through your feet again in a continuous cycle of rejuvenation an awakening. As every cell in your body becomes vibrant, fulfilling its unique purpose. And not just sustaining your life, but allowing your life to thrive and expand and to grow. And with your crown open, send out a signal to invite your higher self or selves to come to you tonight to inform your being of your highest purpose and highest calling, of your true and full nature. Allow these energies to come down to you and through your crown to mingle with this earth energy and expand even further the awakening that is occurring in your body. And feel your energy expanding beyond the limits of your body as it fills out the sphere of your etheric body. Let it expand as widely as it would like to. Be aware of your presence where you are sitting. And in this state of awakened being, I invite you to picture yourself on the shore of a sea, the Sea of Galilee. You see a crowd nearby, all dressed in the attire of zero time, the year of our Lord, zero. And beyond, to the point in time when Jesus would be ministering on this shore. You approach this gathering and you see this man standing tall and strong as people sit at his feet and listen. You see one woman in particular whose gaze is beyond expression of fondness and love. You know this to be Mary the Magdalene. And the energy that the two of them are exuding is palpable. You make your way closer and closer, and Yeshua turns to you and invites you and beckons you to come right into the center of this circle, into the center of this gathering. You stand before him and Mary joins you. You feel the energy coming from the two of them that sparks in you the awareness of your divine essence. It fills you with unconditional love, a love that you feel so abundantly in their gaze as you look into their eyes. And they welcome you into their presence. And Yeshua invites a question. If you have something on your heart that you would ask either of them, take a moment to ask and to receive the answer that would come. May be that both of them have something to contribute. as their words are concluded, Mary steps forward and reaches out both arms, welcomes you into a very warm embrace. And she whispers something in your ear. She releases her arms from around your shoulders and steps back, and Yeshua steps forward. And he in turn stretches out his arms and brings you into a warm, loving embrace. And he also whispers something in your ear. Yeshua releases you and steps back. They both nod to you, and you turn, knowing that your time is up. You begin to walk out of the circle, away from the crowd. And as you walk back along the shore of the sea, you become aware of your surroundings changing. And you find yourself back in your 21st century life, going through your daily routine with these energies that you've just been in the presence of, awareness of your divine being, awareness of your ability to experience and express and give unconditional love. So allow an image to come to mind of something that happened today or yesterday, sometime this week, in which you had an interaction with another person. Not that it was necessarily negative or frustrating, just an interaction that you've had with another person. And see that in their interaction playing out again, with you bringing your full divine presence and unconditional love. How might that scenario be different? Would it be different? Perhaps you're already exercising your divine presence and unconditional love. Allow this scenario to come to a natural conclusion. And this again, the scenery changes to another interaction you've had in the last few days, to which you bring your full divine presence and the full expression of unconditional love. Is there any change, even a nuance of change, in this second interaction? Again, you allow this scenario to come to a natural ending. And once more, the scene changes to another interaction. Maybe the same person, maybe another person. And see how this scenario unfolds before you if you bring your full divine presence and your expression of unconditional love. as this scenario draws to a natural conclusion, the scene fades and you find yourself back in the room where you are, becoming aware again of your breathing, the weight of your body, your presence on this virtual call. As you come back fully into yourself and in your own time, open your eyes.